Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking test, describing a person who influenced your professional growth. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions about influential people in our lives. One common topic is describing someone who has had a significant impact on your professional development. This article will provide you with strategies and sample answers to help you excel in this part of the IELTS speaking test. Understanding the task. Before we dive into the specifics, it's important to understand what the examiner is looking for when asking about a person who has influenced your professional growth. They want to assess your ability to describe a person and their qualities, explain the impact this person has had on your career, use appropriate vocabulary related to work and personal development, speak coherently and fluently about a personal experience. Now, let's break down the different parts of the IELTS speaking test and how to approach this topic. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask some general questions about your work or studies. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Sample Question 1. What do you do for a living? Band 6 to 7 answer. I work as a marketing assistant for a small tech company. My job involves helping with social media campaigns and assisting the marketing manager with various projects. Band 8-9, answer. I'm currently employed as a junior marketing specialist at a rapidly growing tech startup. My role is quite diverse, encompassing everything from crafting engaging social media content to analyzing market trends and assisting in the development of comprehensive marketing strategies. Sample question 2. Have you had any mentors in your professional life? Band 6-7, answer. Yes, I've been lucky to have a mentor at my current job. She's been really helpful in showing me the ropes and giving me advice about my career. Band 8-9, answer. Absolutely. I've been incredibly fortunate to have had a mentor who has played a pivotal role in my professional development. She's not only guided me through the intricacies of our industry, but has also provided invaluable insights into long-term career planning and personal growth within the corporate world. Part 2. Long-term cue card. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic and some bullet points. Here's an example related to our main topic, cue card. Describe a person who has influenced your professional growth. You should say who this person is, how you know this person, what they do, how they have influenced your professional growth. Remember, you have 1 minute to prepare and should speak for 1 to 2 minutes. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to talk about my former manager, Sarah Thompson, who has had a profound impact on my professional growth. I first met Sarah when I joined ABC Tech as a fresh graduate 3 years ago. She was the team leader of the software development department where I started as a junior developer. Sarah is an exceptionally skilled software engineer with over 15 years of experience in the field. What sets her apart is not just her technical expertise, but her remarkable leadership qualities and her commitment to nurturing young talent. From the very beginning, Sarah took me under her wing and played a crucial role in shaping my career. She consistently challenged me with complex projects that pushed me out of my comfort zone, always providing the right balance of support and independence. Her approach to problem solving and project management was eye-opening, teaching me to think critically and approach challenges from multiple angles. One of the most significant ways Sarah influenced my professional growth was by encouraging me to take on leadership responsibilities early in my career. She entrusted me with leading small teams on projects, which not only boosted my confidence, but also helped me develop essential soft skills like communication and team management. Moreover, Sarah instilled in me the importance of continuous learning. She always emphasized staying updated with the latest technologies and even sponsored my attendance at several industry conferences. This not only expanded my knowledge base, but also helped me build a valuable professional network. Sarah's mentorship extended beyond just technical skills. She also provided guidance on navigating office politics, handling difficult conversations with clients, and maintaining a healthy work-life balance. Her advice on these aspects has been invaluable in my overall professional development. In conclusion, Sarah's influence on my career has been transformative. Her mentorship has not only enhanced my technical skills, but has also shaped my professional ethics and leadership style. The lessons I've learned from her continue to guide me in my career decisions and have significantly accelerated my professional growth. Follow-up questions. What specific skills did you learn from this person? Band67. Answer. I learned a lot of technical skills from Sarah, like advanced coding techniques and how to manage projects better. She also taught me about working well in a team and communicating with clients. Band 89. Answer. Sarah imparted a wide array of skills that have been instrumental in my career progression. On the technical side, she introduced me to advanced software architecture principles and cutting-edge development methodologies. Beyond that, she honed my project management capabilities, teaching me how to effectively prioritize tasks, allocate resources, and meet deadlines consistently. Perhaps most significantly, Sarah helped me develop crucial soft skills, such as clear and persuasive communication, conflict resolution, and strategic thinking, all of which have proven invaluable in my professional journey. How has this person's influence affected your career choices? Band 67 answer. Sarah's influence has made me more confident in my career. I've started to take on more leadership roles, and I'm always trying to learn new things in my field because of her example. Band 89. Answer. Sarah's influence has been a catalyst for significant shifts in my career trajectory. Her emphasis on continuous learning has inspired me to pursue advanced certifications in my field, which have opened up new career opportunities. Moreover, her leadership style has motivated me to aspire to management positions, something I hadn't previously considered. I've also become more proactive in seeking out challenging projects and cross-functional collaborations, mirroring her approach to professional growth. Essentially, Sarah's mentorship has broadened my professional horizons and given me the confidence to pursue a more ambitious career path. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this part, the examiner will ask you more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Question 1. How important do you think mentorship is in professional development? Band 67. Answer. I think mentorship is very important for professional development. It helps people learn from experienced professionals and understand their job better. Mentors can give advice and support that can really help in someone's career. Band 89. Answer. I believe mentorship plays a pivotal role in professional development. A good mentor can provide invaluable insights that go beyond what one can learn from books or formal education. They offer real-world perspective, share industry-specific knowledge, and can help navigate complex workplace dynamics. Moreover, mentors often serve as role models, demonstrating professional behaviors and ethics that shape their mentees' approach to their careers. The personalized guidance a mentor provides can significantly accelerate professional growth, helping individuals avoid common pitfalls and make informed decisions about their career paths. In essence, mentorship can be a catalyst for both personal and professional transformation, fostering skills and confidence that might take years to develop otherwise. Question 2. Do you think the influence of mentors has changed with the rise of digital learning and online courses? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I think digital learning has changed how mentoring works. Now people can learn a lot online, but mentors are still important for giving personal advice and real-world experience that you can't get from online courses. Band 8-9 answer. The rise of digital learning and online courses has undoubtedly altered the landscape of professional development, including the role of mentors. On one hand, these digital resources have democratized access to knowledge, allowing individuals to acquire skills and information that were once only available through direct mentorship or formal education. This has, to some extent, reduced dependency on mentors for technical knowledge. However, I believe that rather than diminishing the importance of mentors, this shift has redefined their role. Mentors now play a more nuanced and perhaps even more crucial part in professional development. They provide what digital platforms cannot: personalized guidance, contextual wisdom, and nuanced interpretation of industry trends. mentors can help individuals navigate the overwhelming amount of information available online, offering insights on how to apply theoretical knowledge in practical, real-world scenarios. Moreover, mentors continue to offer invaluable support in developing soft skills like leadership, communication, and emotional intelligence, areas where online courses often fall short. They also provide networking opportunities and can open doors that might remain closed to those relying solely on digital learning. In essence, while digital learning has transformed the method of knowledge acquisition, the holistic development that comes from a strong mentoring relationship remains irreplaceable. The most effective approach likely lies in combining the broad knowledge base offered by digital resources with the depth of insight and personalized guidance provided by mentors. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, it's crucial to use a range of sophisticated vocabulary and phrases. Here are some key terms related to the topic of professional influence and mentorship. Pivotal role, adjective plus noun, crucially important. Example, my mentor played a pivotal role in shaping my career path. Invaluable, invadjective, extremely useful or indispensable. Example, her advice has been invaluable in navigating complex workplace situations. To foster, fosterb, to encourage or promote the development of something. Example, a good mentor fosters both personal and professional growth in their mentees. Profound impact, adjective noun, a deep or significant effect. Example, her guidance had a profound impact on my professional development. To impart, impart, verb, to communicate or transmit information, knowledge, etc. Example, she imparted not just technical skills, but also valuable life lessons. Catalyst, catalyst, noun, something that precipitates or accelerates an event or change. Example, her mentorship was a catalyst for my rapid career advancement. To nurture, nurture, verb, to care for and encourage growth or development. Example, she nurtured my talents and helped me realize my full potential. Transformative, adjective, causing a marked change in someone or something. Example, the experience was transformative, reshaping my entire approach to my career. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test when discussing a person who has influenced your professional growth, be specific. Provide concrete examples of how this person influenced you. Use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate sophisticated words and phrases related to professional development. Show reflection. Demonstrate your ability to analyze the impact this person has had on your career. Structure your answer. Organize your thoughts clearly, especially in part two. Engage with the questions. In part three, don't just give your opinion, but explain and justify your views. Practice fluency. Aim to speak smoothly without long pauses or hesitations. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Confidence, fluency, and the ability to express complex ideas clearly are all crucial factors in achieving a high score. For more tips on acing the IELTS speaking test, you might find these articles helpful. Describe a time when you had to deal with a setback. Describe a person who has influenced your views on life. By following these strategies and incorporating sophisticated language, you'll be well prepared to excel in your IELTS speaking test when discussing influential figures in your professional life.